want to say, first of all, welcome, Faithful Food Generations Podcast, FTG. We're kind of excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had butterflies all day. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't really call it nervousness because, listen, we are God's children and we all know he takes care of his own.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to give you the confidence you need, the strength you need. He's just going to equip you. He didn't give us this vision to not equip us. Now, come on. We don't even serve a God like that, right? So we're just going to go with the flow. You know, we just we do want to open up with prayer, though. So, yeah, let's do that. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Father God, we come to you tonight, God. Just first of all, just saying thank you for today, how you brought us through. Let me back up. How you woke us up and then how you lifted us up and how you brought us through. And you brought us to this moment right here, God. We thank you for this opportunity to just share the goodness of you mm-hmm. through our life. You know, we haven't even seen our best days yet. We ask that you bless us, keep us, and those that are watching, bless them double, God. You know what they're seeking. You know what they're needing. You know what they're desiring, oh God. And there's nothing too big for you. So this prayer we ask in your name, in the name of Jesus, we ask it in authority. We ask it confidently because we know we serve a big and able God. And if you believe that, just say amen where amen. You are.
Amen, amen.
All right. So, I did, you know, I think I already talked about the Mavs a little bit. So we just want to thank y'all who have joined us already. I don't know who are sports fans out there, but I know I am. And so I'm trying to see Luka and Kyrie play. So we will not be on there long. Tonight, it's just us. We do have mm-hmm. some exciting guests lined up for you guys. Starting next week, we have a few people. We don't want to drop names yet, but listen.
It's a surprise.
Listen, we have some sweet surprises. People who you probably hadn't seen in a while will be joining us. So we're kind of excited.
Yeah.
Kind of excited. So I just, we're going to take tonight, and I'm going to turn it over to Shaylee, but we're going to take tonight. It's just kind of about us and where we got the vision from, mm-hmm. what we plan on doing these next few months through FTG. So take it away.
All right, y'all. Well, I'm pretty sure everybody on right now knows me, but for those that will watch later, Shaylee here and my mama, Ashley. And I guess just a little bit about us and what we do like for the kingdom. Me, myself, I am currently in college and I go to this Bible study every Wednesday called Midweek, and I meet a lot of great people there. And we have Bible studies all the time with me and my other friends. Mm-hmm. I am a traveling praise and worship leader. Kind of took on after that, like my mama.
Because I'm about to retire. I'm about to retire.
She's not going anywhere. and I'm also I praise dance, and I'm also involved in this up and coming. We call it Believing Achievers Mentors. We are getting ready to launch a program and hopefully a school with one of my mentors at TW, mm-hmm. Where I go to college at.
Exactly.
And we're trying to open a Christian school. So that's like what I'm doing right now. Mama,
you're busy.
I mean, you know.
You're pretty busy. I'm just, as a mother, to all of you mothers out there, this just excites me. You know, I am not old, but listen, I'm getting older, and to see God keep me through the years and then see him living through and shining through both my children. You know, Steve and I have a son too, but he's younger, but mm-hmm. Shaylee is in her living her best life in her adulthood life, and to see God doing a work through her and giving her vision, giving her sound mind and clarity of thought is just awesome to watch. God has just blown my mind, and I'm just sitting back in amazement. A scripture that came to my mind as we were preparing for tonight's episode. Oh, and I forgot to tell you guys, this is season one, episode one. For the month of June, we're going to be discussing growing pains.
Yeah.
That's the title for the month of June. And that saying alone, growing pains, the ironic part of it, I was sharing with Shaylee, I was like, you know, to say that out loud, you have to giggle a little bit, because when I think of growing, I think of maturing. I think of getting stronger and getting wiser, right? So why is that painful? Mm-hmm. You know why it's painful? The crazy part is because in order to do all of that, you got to let some things go.
Yeah.
Not only do you have to let some things go, man, you got to let some people go who mean you no earthly good, who just, you know, not mm-hmm. everybody can go where you're going. Mm-hmm. Some people get so far with you and then they fall off. So a scripture that I wanted to bring to the table tonight comes out of Psalms 37 and 25. And it reads, I once was young and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor see their children begging for bread. And I say that because I've grown up in church since I can remember, 7 years old, singing in the little peewee choir or whatnot. I've been singing. I remember I sung my first song when I was probably like 11 or 12 in church. And I remember it like to this day. And I remember my grandmother. I remember my big mama. I remember my mama. I am on both sides, my mom and my dad's side, being in church and how God has been so evident. Yes. And alive in them. And then now I have my own family, Steve and I, and we have children. And it's evident that he's been good to my us. And now I see him in my children being good through them and just showing himself and who he really is. And yes. That's where we came up with the title Shaylee did, honestly. Mm-hmm. Faithful through generations. I know it's kind of funny, but I'm her sidekick. I'm just honored that she even asked. You know, apparently I must be pretty cool, right? Because she asked me to be a part of this. So Shaylee, first question, let's get right to it. Let's jump to it.
Yeah.
Growing pains. Let's talk about the vision first. What happened when God called you and spoke to you and gave you this vision of let's do a podcast and let's do it with your mama.
Yeah.
And what are y'all going to talk about? What do you want to give the people through this podcast? What did that look like?
Honestly, the last thing I wanted to do was a podcast. I feel like everybody, this is going to sound, everybody and their mama got a podcast.
Everybody.
But honestly, it started, the first semester of my, this past year. So in around September of 2023, I was going through a lot, you know, being in college and schoolwork and friends and boys and just all types of stuff. And I knew that the Lord wanted me to do something, not only for my own healing, but like for the healing of my generation. I was like, Lord, that's not even me for real. Like, I don't say much unless you give me a reason to say something. And I don't even know what you want me to do with that. So then at first it kept nagging at me. And I was like, okay, so maybe he wants me to like sing. And so I started posting singing videos on my close friends on Instagram, not on my main Instagram. Cause I was like, oh, I don't want everybody to maybe think like, oh, she too good. Or she thinks she all that. Da, 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 da. Uh-huh. So I just posted on my close friends where I only have like 12 people in there. And so I was like, he'll be good with that. Like that's enough for the kingdom. And he'll be all right.
No. God says, give me you, give me all of you. And she was running, y'all.
I was running. And it just didn't feel right. I was like, I feel like I'm still not doing enough. And so then me and my friend Casey, we came up with, we were like, oh, we should do a podcast for like talking about midweek. Mm-hmm. And that was like in January or so, but then nothing ever came of it. Me and Casey, we talk about all types of stuff and it never comes to fruition. Love you, Casey.
Y'all just keep talking.
But so then that was the end of that. But like I told you, I didn't never wanted to do a podcast. But then one morning I woke up and I prayed as I normally do when I wake up every day. And it really rested on my heart that a podcast is what I should do. Mm. And then I called my mama because I always call my mom before class. We can pray together, pray over both of our day, pray over the family.
Right, we do.
And she asked me, what's wrong with you? I feel like you got something to say. You got something. And I was just like, I mean,
you can tell, right? Mamas out there, parents out there, you can tell when your child is like, hey, mama. And when she like, hey, mama. Mm-hmm. And that's what it was. And I already knew, like for the past year, I already saw the stretching of Shay. Mm-hmm. I saw the stretching, not just in her friendships, her boyships, her school, the way she dressed. I would hear when she was home in the mornings, and like she would literally wake me up with her down there singing, because her room is downstairs. She would be up singing loudly, praying. I'd go in and her Bible and stuff and markers and stuff would be all on the bed. And I was like, okay, God, she in that stretching phase. I know where this is going. She getting stretched and she ain't gonna like it. She fixing to run. She fixing to make excuses. She fixing to get frustrated. She fixing to get agitated. But I'm gonna let her have it.
Yeah, she let me. She let me have my.
Yeah.
Yeah. She let me. She let me do what I was gonna do at first because she knew like the Lord was gonna work in me no matter what.
Yeah. I didn't give it a wop, but you know, because I knew she was going through the stretching. So I knew. And it's still more. And so it's exciting. Yeah. But yeah, carry on.
And so she asked me what was wrong. And I was like, well, what do you think if we did a podcast? And she was quiet for a little bit. And she was like, well, what do you mean? And I was like, well, because I just feel like we should do a podcast. And, you know, I feel like that it should be called Faithful Through the Generations or Faithful something about generations. And then she was like, Faithful Through Generations. And I was like, yeah. Like with me and you so that we can connect the older generation and the younger generation and just talk about Christ, talk about God. And she hopped right and she was like, I love that. And me personally, whenever my mama agreed with me with something, you can't tell me nothing. It can be about anything in the world. You can tell me I'm wrong all day. But let me come to my mom and she said, no, you were right. I was right. You were the one that was wrong.
Listen.
So when she approved it, it was a done deal. It was a wrap. I knew it was, we got into it.
God,
so,
let's go.
Right. So one of the, firstly, how I said that it kept nagging at me and he kept calling at me. One, that is a characteristic of God's voice. If you look at Psalms 29, the very first thing is that it says God's voice echoes. And that doesn't have to mean that you can hear it like a normal echo, like if you're in a cave or something like that and you say something and it echoes to you. It can really just mean that he's nagging at you. He's going to keep pushing on your heart, on your mind, for you to do what is in his will until you obey. And I wasn't obeying for the longest, but he kept pushing and kept trying to mold me. Yeah, kept knocking at the door.
He kept knocking.
Yeah. And I was peeping through the peephole and I was like, I was cracking the door open a little bit, but then the day that I told mama that I wanted to do a podcast was the day that I finally said yes to him echoing in my ear. And for me, that reminds me of Matthew 6, chapter 16, verse 24 through 26. And, you know, I'm not like my mama and the old folks that can read it off the top of their head. I got to go to the Bible to read it.
Teach them a little bit.
But now. Matthew 16, verse 24 through 26, it says, then Jesus said to his disciples, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your soul?
That's good. And that
passage really resonates with me because it was really something that I had to, like she said, give up some of the college things that I was doing with my friends. And it was hard because I didn't want to be that person that was like lame.
Yeah,
I didn't want to be that person that
here comes Shay talking about Jesus.
Yeah, or like, oh, she don't ever want to do nothing, or what she thinks she doing a podcast like about God. Like, what does she know? She out here acting like this, but she want to do a podcast. So I knew at that moment I couldn't be 50-50. I couldn't be in the world and do this podcast that I wanted to do. So then I had to make a shift. So that passage right there in Matthew really resonates with me. And really what the vision of the podcast came from.
And that's Growing Pains.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's how Growing Pains was birthed, through that scripture right there and how it came alive for her. You know, he was like, if you want all of me, you got to give me all of you. You can't be lukewarm. That's what the Bible says. Yeah. You can't be lukewarm. You either for me or you against me.
And he would rather you be not for him than be both in the world and of him.
Because that type of witness is tainted.
Yeah.
It's tainted. And I know a lot of young people. I know a lot of people my age who just want to do both. Mm-hmm. Baby, you can't do both.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to cause yourself more harm trying to do both.
Yeah.
And you can't run from the pain. If you want to grow, it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
If you want to go higher, it's going to sting. If you want to be elevated, you have to learn to get low.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that in two different ways. Not only when I say get low, I mean on your knees before Christ each and every day, telling him to kill the flesh so that your spirit man can live. But I also mean you're going to have to get low. You're going to find yourself in some low places. You're going to find yourself not being invited all the time. Yes. You're going to find yourself, like she said, being the lame one sometime. You're going to find yourself being the butt of a lot of jokes. But you're going through growing pains. I'm telling you, where you're going and where God wants to take you, where he wants to take you, where he wants to take me, where he wants to take each of you watching and listening, listening right now, it don't feel good all the time. Yeah. I probably wake up, what, there's four Sundays, five Sundays in a month. Two of those Sundays, I wake up sometime and I'm like, nah, I don't want to go to church today.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at nobody. I'm not mad at God. I just don't feel like going.
Yeah.
This one thing about this podcast, when she asked me, one, I was like, you know what? If we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. We're going to be transparent.
Yeah.
That's the type of parent we are, Steve and I are. We're transparent parents. We get down and dirty with our kids. So if we're going to put our life, if we're going to put our life in God on Front Street, we're going to give you the good and the bad.
Yeah.
We're going to give you the happy and the sad. We're going to give you the real. Yeah. Why fake the funk? Because God knows your heart anyway. He knows how you're living anyway.
Yeah.
So then if he's the one you're trying to please, don't try to fake out the people who live for him. Like, real recognize real.
Yeah. Yeah.
I peep game real fast.
For sure.
For sure. That's funny. She thinks she, you know, side note, mothers of a teen, I can't say teenage, she is an adult woman now.
Yeah.
But her adult, her teenage years, man, Shay used to think she was pulling one on me. What she don't understand, y'all, is I'm an OG. You hear me? Everything she did, I did better. Everything
y'all
she's
see the
done.
Y'all see the side of?
Everything she's done, I got the trophy in my room, baby. I was, woo! I'm telling you, I could write a book. She thought wrong.
That was teenage. That was 3-4 years ago.
That was a lot. That's where the growing pain
started. That was 3-4 years ago. You can't let it get on me too much. You know what I'm saying? But no, that's very, very true. Like, you about not faking. And that's one of the reasons that I wanted to do the podcast, because I have a lot of friends that are already in faith. I have a lot of friends that aren't in faith. And I have a lot of friends that are kind of on the edge of both. Like, they're like, yeah, I believe in God, but, you know, they don't, there's no fruit in their life that shows it, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I want this to be a place where, like, it's not like a sermon. We're not going to sit here and teach you verse by verse and beat you over the head with a certain topic. But we're like Mama said, we're going to be real. We're going to go through we're going to talk about certain things from my life, from her life, and from our guest life when they get here. We're going to relate it back to scripture, yes, because everything that we're going through in this life, God went through. Everything that we're going through in this life, Paul went through. Everything we're going through in this life, people, this book, the Bible, is literally the book of life. So every situation that we go through, it has happened in here. You just have to find it. And so that's what we're here to do, is to talk about our life and then find it in the scripture, so that we can, one, not only grow closer as generation to generation, but grow closer in as friends and grow closer to God. So kind of going back to what Mama asked about how I came up with growing pains for this first month of June. And it really came from my Bible study. I started Bible studying about 9 months ago. Every morning I would wake up, read. I started in Psalms, then went to Proverbs. I've read all of Matthew, which is pedal back to me. I've read a total book of the Bible now, guys.
I need a horn or a bell.
One Bible book down. Yeah. So it really came from my Bible study, and I was reading, and it really just hit me from when I was reading in Matthew and just my life. And so if you go back to Matthew 16 and you look at it, said the specific part where it says, take up your cross. The cross for me, it signifies a visual representation of your purpose. God literally carried his cross on his back before he was crucified. To me, that is the visual representation of his purpose. Multiple times throughout the Bible, Jesus tells us why he came down here. In John 18, it says to show the truth. In Mark 10, it says to give and to serve. And there's so many more that he tells us why he came down here. But all together, all of it combined was for him to save people. That was God's purpose. And his purpose, that the visual representation of that purpose was his cross. And so I feel like when he tells us to take up our cross, he's telling us to leave your old life, take up the life that I want you to have, and follow me so that I can lead you through it. And so with growing pains, that's kind of like just me picking up this cross, this podcast, and this shift in my life of not hanging out with the same people that I used to, not listening to the same music that I used to, not watching the same things that I used to, not going the same places that I used to. Picking up, leaving my old life, picking up the purpose that he wants me to do, which is spreading his word to ultimately deepen his kingdom and putting him at the forefront so that I can follow him. Yeah. So that's where I came up with growing pains. And then the next season, we also came from my Bible study. I'm not sure if you want to share that just yet, but that's ultimately where growing pains came from, was from my Bible study. And I wanted to showcase that you can be in college and it's going to be hard, but you can still be a follower of Christ. You can be a devoted, dedicated follower of Christ.
Yes,
and
you can.
And still be in college and still have fun.
You can still be fly.
And you can still, you can still
go out with your friends, brunch. You can still go to the club, but you ain't got to show off your best Megan knees. You ain't got to do it.
Yeah.
You ain't got to do it.
Yeah. And
now y'all know I'm just here to clown, right?
Right. She really is. She's really the jokester.
I'm really, that's all. Say.
But then also, like, for the older generation, like, I know I see a lot of like the other videos of more older people doing podcasts and stuff, and they talk about their own growing pains of, like Mama said, not wanting to go to church in the morning or not wanting to do a certain thing for any type of reason. So growing pains really just seemed like a good kickoff to start the podcast, and then we'll go in deeper from there.
I want to share something about this one. So it's gonna be funny, but it's good. Okay, so just last weekend, I think this was a prime example of the shift in. So she was going out that night. You know, I made it home from work. She had, you know, did all her little, you know, stuff, wash clothes, you know. I think she might have cooked that day.
I did cook that.
Yeah, night. I think she cooked. You know, she can cook too.
Hey.
I'll be whipping and whipping. But what you cook tonight? Look, side note, tonight
I cooked garlic parmesan chicken and potatoes with asparagus.
It slapped. It was good. When I came in the house, I was like, oh my nose, that smells delightful. Yeah, big back. Okay. Back to last weekend. So she, you know, she was like, Mama, I'm going out. I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, and I'm trying to Memorial weekend or day. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to step back. You know, she's just home for the summer trying to wrap up this last leg at TWU. And I'm trying not to be all up in her business and be like, you know, where are you going? You know what? Because I track her anyway. So, you know, why ask? I can just watch my phone. I'm tracking her. Yeah. So, you know, I ain't even asked what time she's coming home. She was like, Mama, I'm going out tonight. And I was like, well, with people you know, because that's a big thing, too. You know, you got your people you know that if something pop off, you with the right people. And then you got people that you just met, like, nah, I need to know where you at. Because if I got to throw on my flip-flops, you ain't saying nothing but a word.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she was like, yeah, I'm going out to, I forgot, someplace, some club-ish place. And I knew she had probably, the outfit she came out in, you know, she went in her room and I'm sitting in the couch watching TV, right? So she come out, y'all, when I tell y'all, she came out and she was fine. Like, fine, right? But, like, almost too fine. Like, when she came out, I was like, oh, are you wearing that? Okay.
I said, yeah.
I mean, y'all, it was a cute outfit, but it wasn't much of it. You know, like it was really cute. And I could tell she had just probably bought it. And, you know, she a dancer. So she like pow, right? So as a mama, I'm like, oh, my God, I hope your daddy don't come downstairs and see what you got on. And I'm thinking, Lord, fix it. But I didn't say one word.
Again, she let me have it.
I let her have it. But in my mind, I'm praying, Lord, you know I don't like this outfit she has on. Fix it, Jesus. Mm-hmm. So she grabs her purse, you know, and she's like, Mama, how do I look? I said, oh, you cute. And it had two slits going down the front. So she said, I need you to pin up these slits. I said, okay, Lord, you doing it. So she brought me some pins because mm-hmm. they were too high.
Yeah.
So even she knew it was too much.
Yeah.
Doing too much. So I pinned it up on, you know, one side. And I pinned it up on the next side. I said, step back. So I'm kind of, my blood pressure's coming down, right? I'm like, okay, it's getting looking a little better.
Mm-hmm.
So she grabs her purse and she goes out the front door.
I'm down the street.
Were you?
I was down. I didn't even make it out of the neighborhood. I was down the street at the store.
I thought she was in the, y'all. No lie. She told that, right?
Mm-hmm.
She made it down the street. Maybe 4 or 5 minutes later, the front door opened and I'm like, did you forget something? She said, no, I'm not wearing this. I'm uncomfortable. I said, what? She said, nah, this ain't even me.
Yeah.
And the look on her face, like something just transformed. It's like God conformed her in that moment. He molded her in that moment. She said, nah, this ain't even me. I'm going to go change my clothes.
Yeah.
She went back in. She still came out fine, but it was more modest. It was cute. It looked like a woman that belonged to God going out with friends at her age. Let's be transparent. Having a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever y'all be doing at the club. But she looked like she belonged to somebody higher than us.
Yeah. And I felt way, way more comfortable going out. Like, when I first put it on,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, this is cute. Because it's my first time wearing it. But then, even before I went in there to tell you to pin it up, I was like, I was in there fixing it. I was like,
Well, you know who you belong to. And you out of order, that's conviction.
Yeah.
God convicted her. I hope y'all don't hear that. That's the garage door closing automatically at 8 o'clock. That lets us know it's 8 o'clock if you hear that noise. But anyway, that's conviction.
Mm-hmm.
But it's growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to wear that dress.
Yeah.
For one, she knew she was fine.
Mm-hmm.
For two, she probably just bought it.
I did.
But then God, in that very moment, driving down the street, reversed and turned her around and convicted her in that very moment. That's the stretching I was talking about.
That's the growing pain. Because I don't know, I still looked good. Like you said, I still looked good. I posted a picture that night too. I looked good.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't what other girls would be wearing per se.
You look kept.
Yeah.
You look holy.
And I'm not saying that all girls are out here wearing showing everything from head to toe.
Right.
It's not all girls. Some girls are very covered and some are like halfway, stuff like that. But that's just where we were going. I knew that wasn't gonna be what the vibe was, so I was trying to fit in. I was trying to wear what I knew. There's gonna be some girls that are wearing this, wearing that. Let me try to, because if I wear something off put, that I'm gonna be like,
we not in this it. World, but we're not of
not
this
at,
world
at all. At
that's
all.
What happened to her.
Yeah,
she trying to fit in and.
She and it never, and, it never, and it never, never really, never really. Well, I try to fit in so many different areas in my life, and God literally just like puts like a stop sign right there. And I like, at first, human me is like, Lord, why wasn't I invited to hang out with these people? Why
she cries about it.
I'm getting emotional now talking about it, though. Yeah, and I told myself I wasn't gonna cry on this podcast. I told myself I was not gonna cry, so I'm gonna hold it in. So I'm gonna hold it in. But human teenage me. I asked myself, why didn't they invite me to come hang out with them? Why didn't they ask me what I thought about this? Why did they go over there and talk to that person and they left me over here? Mm-hmm. And so all of those questions pop into my head. But then I often have to realize that, going back to Matthew, if you want to follow me, I have to willingly leave my old life. But then once I hand my new life over to him, God's going to take it over. And mm-hmm. I gotta let go of the reins at a certain point, because he's the one that ultimately knows knows what's good for me, and that's the growing pains. Like Mama said, it's ironic, yes, because usually when you're growing, you're maturing. Think of a baby. When a child mm-hmm. is born, yes, they're growing, they're maturing, but they have baby teeth coming in, uh-huh. and that hurts. That's why they gnaw on stuff. That's why they gnaw on she stuff. Preached. So if you think of it like a child, which we are children of God, if the Bible literally tells us, if you want to be a follower of mine, you have to lower yourself, lessen yourself, and act as a child, do as a child does for their father. So if you think of it as a child, yes, that child is growing, but they're having growing pains because their muscles are growing, their teeth are growing in. And so the gnawing, you can think of that as things that we try to fill the void. For me, that was sometimes that would be going out to places that I knew I didn't want to. I tell Mom all the time, Mom, I don't even want to go to this party tonight.
Yeah.
And every time I say I don't want to go somewhere, something bad happens. I get my car cold. My car towed.
Uh-huh.
I get into an incident where I burn myself or I knock something over or something pops off of somebody else. Every time I say, Mama, I do not want to go, but I end up going. The Lord lets me know. No, I did not tell you to stay there.
That was me speaking. You shouldn't have went.
Yeah. And so.
And I never tried to talk her out of it. She would just come up to me and be like, Mama, all right, I'm going to get dressed up. I'm going to go. And she'd be like, I really don't even want to go. And I'd be like, well, don't go. She'd be like, but I'm stretching.
Yeah.
I'm letting her be her. Yeah. I'm letting her be young, sometimes dumb, sometimes wise, yeah. sometimes.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I do make foolish decisions. Maturing at our age, as teenagers, as young adults, maturing is truly realizing when you make stupid, dumb decisions.
Uh-huh.
And usually, what my mama used to tell me when I was younger, that was a dumb decision. I was like, no, it wasn't. I'm not dumb. I'm not thinking
about
it.
You called me dumb, girl.
And I'm like, well, why are you saying that to me? But now I'm like, sure, that was a dumb decision. And I'd just be like,
you're right, Mom, but dang. Okay, Ma.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly. So, like, that for me, that was the gnawing, like a child, was trying to go places that I didn't really want to go, was maybe drinking when I didn't really want to drink, mm-hmm. but just because everybody else was. So that's why, yes, it's ironic, because when you grow, there's two sides of it. When you're growing, you are maturing. You are getting better in life. You're learning new things and becoming better, becoming more of a whole person. But there's also the other side of it, where it hurts. One, because physically it hurts. We have to grow to where we are now. But mentally it hurts too, because mm-hmm. you have to let go of some things, young and old. You can't keep doing all the same things. And I actually overheard Miss Tiffany on Monday when mm-hmm. you were cooking on her podcast, when she was talking about how she used to hang out with certain group uh-huh. before she got married to Jamal.
Yeah.
And that, and remember, I don't know if you heard me, but I was
Tiffany teacher. I was like,
ooh, that's good. And so, yes, that's even, in our college days, in teen or high school, whatever mm-hmm. It may be, we feel like it hurts because we can't hang out with the same people. We can't do the same things we want to do, say the same things we want to do. But it happens for adults too, because Miss Tiffany said it herself. She couldn't mm-hmm. hang out as much. Like, she still hangs out with them, but she couldn't hang out with them as much as she used to before she was married, because they were single. They were doing single things. Mm-hmm. And she had to step into what God needed from her in that moment. So that's the same. That's
shout out to my girl Tiff. I think she on. She I can't is. See. Is that her?
She was.
Yeah. Shout out podcast on what is it, Tuesday nights?
Mm-hmm.
Tiff, put your information on the screen, sis. Mm-hmm. You know, when I grow, you grow. Iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
Identity 139. Mm-hmm. Shout out. If you ain't heard her preach, listen, she preach, she teach, she give you the real. And I love when her husband gets on Jamal, and it's a power couple.
Yeah.
We were cooking this past week.
And they were together.
Well, that was the week before.
Oh.
It was two instances where we were mm-hmm. cooking and listening to Tiff. I think this week it was just Tiffany. The week prior, it was Tiff and Jamal. Yeah, yeah. And we were cooking. And listen, I could tell when you would say something Shay like, she'd be like, ooh, that was good. Huh?
Yeah.
Tiff, oh.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you listen, huh?
Yeah. What'd she say? She said, love y'all so much. Mondays at 7.
Mondays at 7. Yeah. I think it's like after 8 o'clock. We don't want to hold y'all long. Yeah. Listen, because I'm trying to watch the Mavs game. I ain't even going to hold you.
Anybody got the score?
Anybody got the score.
Anybody got the score. Because we know they should be, you know,
D-Town
going to town, you know what I'm saying? So, but that's, Mama, if you ain't got nothing else, that's really it.
I'm going to let you close it out. I just want to say thank y'all. Those of you who have joined, I hope you shared it or will share it.
Yeah.
I'll leave that last part to her. But I just want to say thank you for joining us tonight. It was just an introduction of.
Sorry, Miss Daphne said it's 20-37. We losing.
Ooh. Okay.
All right. Lord,
fix it, Jesus.
Fix it.
In the name of Jesus. Let the ball go in the basket. Okay. But really, thank y'all from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah,
this is Shay's thing, honestly. When we first started, I was like, it's not going to be 50-50. I'm telling you now, it's going to be more like 60-40. And then I thought about it, and I was like, no, it's going to be more like
70-30.
And then quickly, I realized, listen, my 30 is probably just buying stuff. Like, I didn't have to buy mics. I didn't have to buy cameras.
She did.
This is my prayer room, y'all. This is my prayer room.
Which is very fitting, though.
She done came in here and switched up, moved my couch. You know, I have my prayer pillows on the floor because I come in here and Jesus. But I can't do that now because she got cameras and mics and lights and stuff. You know, I'm going to let her have it for a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm just proud to be a part and to see you doing your thing. And I'm just so grateful again that you even want to share this moment and this stretching, your season of stretching with me.
Yeah.
So I'll let you close it on out. Love y'all.
All right, y'all. Yeah, like Mama said, thank y'all for coming. We know that everybody has their own thing going on in life. No matter whether you're at work, you're doing school, you washing the dishes, whatever. Everybody has their own thing going on. So we appreciate y'all coming. And we are going to be live every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. It is on my account tonight on Instagram because we had technical difficulties with trying to have it on our FTG account. But with that being said, please make sure you follow us on Instagram at Faithful Gens. That is our podcast account, and that is also our TikTok as well at Faithful Gens. And then we will have the recap, the replay of this episode available to you by Sunday on YouTube. And if you are more of just a listener and not really a watcher, you can listen on Apple Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts. Mm-hmm. So if all of that is too much, really just follow us on Instagram at Faithful Gens, and there's a link in our bio that has all of this on there, our YouTube, our TikTok, our Spotify, our Apple. So lo and behold, just share it on your Instagram, share it on your Facebook, share it on your Snapchat, your TikTok, and follow us on Instagram, y'all. So with that being said, we appreciate y'all coming, and I'm going to pray us out.
Join us next week, same time, same place.
Same time, same place, with a guest. We're going to have two guests next
in
week.
In the house.
Yeah.
Live.
Yeah.
On the couch.
On the couch.
We're going to get real, real.
Yeah.
All right.
So, let's pray out, y'all. Lord, we thank you so much for bringing us all together today, Lord. Those who are watching right now, those who will watch later, Lord God. We thank you for the vision of me and Mom, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity to even put it all together and for it to come to fruition tonight, Lord God. We ask you to continue to keep your hand on this podcast, Lord God. We ask you to continue to keep your hand on me, keep your hand on Mom, keep your hand on all the watchers so that this can go where it needs to go according to your will so that we can deepen and put more numbers into the kingdom of God, Lord. And again, we thank you. We love you. We give you all the glory, honor, and adoration due unto your name, Lord God. Without you, none of this is possible. Without you, nothing in life is possible. We thank you for the growing pains, Lord God. We thank you for shifting our lives at young ages and at older ages, Lord God. We ask you that you show yourself in a new way to each and everybody every day, Lord God. And we pray all these things in your son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all have a good night, y'all. We'll see y'all next week. We'll see y'all next week.
Good night, love.